Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day of 2008. Welcome, one and all. Thanks for joining in. We do appreciate that. Over there wearing the spiffy black. No. It's not Johnny Cash. It's not Dewey Cox. It's Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
That's true.
And, you know, I'm kind of dressed for work, so I'm spiffy today, too. I got the white button down. I'm looking like I'm going court.
That
you can tell because I'm wearing shoes.
That or you're a Mormon.
I am the vicar.
Why, you lazy crap for crap.
Ooh, that would be me.
You got the lazy crap for crap because, sir, while I understand, first off, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
But I understand that you were still sort of stuck for a Valentine's present for the missus.
No, not completely true. What I told you on the air this morning on our fine...
You lied to me?
On our fine terrestrial radio program, sir. I told you I did not have a card yet for the vicaress. Now, in point of fact, I have to go to a place where I can get both cards and DVDs because I do need to buy her a legitimate gift. However, I have already purchased her gifts a couple of weeks ago for Valentine's.
Okay.
The sort of gifts that are really only appropriate on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on
the after-hour show.
It
occurred to me, probably I ought to give her something that's for her.
Yeah.
As well. So, I'm going to go to the local big box store so I can get both the Valentine that I have forgotten to buy.
Okay.
And I think the, if I can find it, Friday Night Lights Season 1 on DVD.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
sweet. That's what she wants.
Give her a bunch of hot, sweaty young men.
And happy Valentine's Day to you too, sir.
Thank
I understand you.
You
had your big dinner. You and the Vic, the Vic, Vistra, the
How about the Flinstress?
Flinstress.
There we go. That sounds good. I'm going to ask her if she still wants that name or not, because we've got to come up with something you can remember, I guess.
I know.
Yeah, we went to the Melting Pot last night. Never been before.
In beautiful West End, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, dude, it was fantastic.
Nice.
And I have to say this, I'm not ashamed to say this. I did, when I took and dipped a bit of Rice Krispie treat into some hot dark chocolate and ate that, that was an orgasm in my mouth.
Well, and when you say it, it sounds dirty, too.
Well, it's,
even
it's
before you talk
to.
About the orgasm in your mouth.
Thanks for that, by
anyway,
the way.
Anyway, yeah, this no problem. Let's talk some TV for Valentine's night, baby.
Valentine's TV. That means we've got all the crazy Charlie Brown Valentine specials and cartoons like that, right? No, not anymore. How about that?
How come they don't show that?
I don't know.
That didn't occur to me till just now. Where the hell's Charlie Brown?
Maybe the little red-haired girl put a cease and desist on that. She's tired of being stalked.
It's not just like my life, Billy. It's Charlie Brown.
Oh.
It's fiction.
Okay.
Fiction. CBS Tonight, Survivor Micronesia is new, but CSI and Without a Trace still repeats.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, they're going to do whatever they're going to do now that the writers are back to work with regard to when are new shows coming back and et cetera. We'll just
work,
see it
work, work. Time to go to work.
Yeah. We'll talk about that, by the way. We've got a little news about that in a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is me. Tonight there's a new episode of Lost. I don't care about anything else. Lost on an island.
On an island, baby.
New episode this evening, showing again last week's episode before this one, which was a tremendous episode, so by all means, come join the Lost phenomenon.
So, sir, are you enjoying the Lost action figures? The McFarlane toys, I believe?
Those
Lost?
Things are creepy looking, you know, because they look pretty much exactly like them.
Yes.
But like everything else, McFarlane, you just have to leave them right there. You might as well leave them in the packaging, because you can't do anything else with them.
They don't move anyway.
They don't move.
They have three points of articulation.
It's
kind of like my girlfriend in high school. No. Oh, God, she might listen. I don't
she
mean
might.
You.
No,
I
no,
don't
he doesn't.
Mean you.
He means the other one that he cheated on you with, that you don't know about. Oh, never mind. Keep going.
No, I think she knew.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, what else have we got here? Okay, AMC tonight does have chick movies for Valentine's
Day. Okay, good for them.
You got your Hope Floats.
Right.
Okay, this is Harry Connick Jr. This is
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I like this movie. I went to see this movie in the theater by myself.
Wow.
On a weekday matinee.
Wow.
I kid you not.
To listen to Garth Brooks sing to you.
And I've also got Father of the Bride 1 and 2. This is, of course, the Steve Martin stuff.
Tonight
All good pictures.
Tonight on the CW, new episode of Smallville. Lois finds out Lex is in Detroit and knows where Kara, Supergirl, is. Uh-oh. Just add down on
it.
It's dramatic. Yeah, that's all.
There's a hot and tasty picture of her in the new Wizard magazine.
There is.
I haven't seen the show, so I don't know what she looks like. But in the Wizard picture,
I mean,
Vicar like.
It's too sculpted looking to me. I don't know. I still like Chloe the best out of the ladies on Smallville.
See, I don't watch this show, so I don't care.
Okay.
Hey, you want to talk about E? I'm going to let you mention that.
E, the 20 Acts of Love gone wrong.
Again, it shouldn't be just like my life, but apparently it is.
I don't know what that means. There's a lot of inappropriately named things on TV tonight. Like Sci-Fi Channel's got a movie with Bruce Boxleitner, Walter Koenig, creature of American Indian folklore, embarks on a rampage. It's called The Bone Eater. You put that on Valentine's Day?
Bruce Boxleitner is the Bone Eater.
TV One's got a marathon of Divorce Court, and I think that's hysterical.
And apparently the... this is a good idea for Valentine.
Yeah.
Apparently the Bone Eater, to use Billy Flynn's favorite expressions for things he likes, the Bone Eater, it's like an orgasm in his mouth. damn, there goes our rating. Encore tonight, Encore L, which we assume then is the Latin Encore.
Si.
Not really, but no. It's funnier that way.
It is.
How about that? Wedding Singer and High Fidelity.
That's a good double feature.
That is
a
Valentine.
Feature,
you want to watch something for Valentine's night?
Do that.
There it is.
That's
yeah,
absolutely
seriously.
Good stuff. Very quickly, BET's got BET Presents the Top 25 Heartaches.
Oh!
They're just painful.
Going to be a heartache tonight.
Because love sometimes also
a heartache
hurts.
Tonight.
Do you have anything else, or can I wrap it up? Because Lifetime actually has a movie on tonight, not episodes of Reba. I'm just saying.
Nah, you do it. Go ahead.
Okay, tonight on Lifetime Television.
For women.
Tonight, a divorcee begins an affair with a student painter.
No.
Tonight, Laura Linney.
Oh.
And Topher Grace.
Hello.
Star in P.S. That's the entire name of the movie.
That's
they
it?
Have the greatest names ever, and tonight they're showing a movie called P.S.
Titulus Interruptus.
What in the world is that?
I don't know, but Laura Linney.
Yeah.
Makes me happy in
what,
pants.
What
you
does
know
PS,
that.
Postal Signature, Postal Script, it stands
Postscript.
For something. Postscript, thank
yeah.
you. I never remember what that means.
Anyway, well, there you go. There's some stuff to watch, or not.
Idea.
We don't really care.
We don't care.
It's Thursday,
do it.
So we're talking about gaming stuff, and we got a few pieces of news. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here on Geek Radio Daily.
Here at Newtown Radioactive, we discuss science fiction and fantasy novels, review role-playing games and board games, and happily geek out over the latest Web 2.0 websites. But we also know what it's like to be geek parents, from dealing with whining kids...
Well, I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters!
...to refereeing those inevitable family arguments.
Hey! No force fields!
Hey, yes. You started it!
...to figuring out how to use the complexities of time travel to mitigate your own youthful indiscretions.
One other thing. If you guys ever have kids, and one of them, when he's 8 years old, accidentally sets fire to the living room rug... Go easy on
them. We've dealt with it all, so stop by Nuketown Radioactive at www.nuketown.com/podcast to get your dose of life, liberty, and the pursuit of geekdom.
All right, kiddies, for this Thursday edition, February the 14th of 2008, Geek Radio Daily, your Valentine edition.
It's your love day.
There's a lot of love in this room. Hey,
oh,
baby.
Yeah. Hey, now.
It's Billy Flynn and the Vicar.
How you doing?
Ow.
Sit know. Back with the melodious. Okay, yeah, right.
Whatever. All right, what are we doing first? We said we were going to do... Oh, the gaming news.
Gaming
yeah.
news. Okay. Gaming news. I'm going to look at video games because I think I looked that up, whereas I believe you
yeah, that's
looked
you.
Up the other
I
stuff.
Got the, I got the tabletop stuff.
Okay, good stuff. Lost Odyssey comes out for the Xbox 360 today. It's another role-playing game. It's another one where the hero has amnesia and figures out that he's really probably some ancient prince that's here to save the entire world.
Not again.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Right.
Also on the Xbox 360, Commanders, Attack of the Genos. It's a 1930s Art Deco-style game in which you defeat your enemies and conquer land through turn-based tactical warfare, which just sounds kind of interesting.
All right, I'd like I'd to look see at it. Now, what platform is that?
That's Xbox 360.
Damn it.
Conflict Denied Ops for PC, Xbox 360, and PS3. It's another first-person shooter with two-player co-op and probably some online multiplayer stuff. The movie Jumper that's coming out soon. The Jumper Griffin Story, the game is out today for Xbox 360, the Nintendo Wii, and it says PlayStation 2. Doesn't say PlayStation 3.
Jumper Griffin?
Jumper Griffin Story. Griffin is the name
so
of the character.
So is Jumper Griffin like the oldest child in the Family Guy family? And
I believe
you just don't
he is.
See him like Chuck on Happy Days.
There it is. He went upstairs.
Jumper!
He went up to his room one day and never got seen from again. That's how that
Jumper's
worked.
Jumper's gone.
Harvest Moon is out for the Nintendo Wii today. Also, London Taxi Rush Hour is out for the Nintendo Wii,
huh?
Where you get to be a cab driver. I'm hoping it's a lot like Crazy Taxi, but in London.
But wait a minute. So is it going to be like Need for Speed or those where the cities are like really hyper detailed that you can go through and stuff?
Probably not because it's on Nintendo because it can't be but so hyper detailed because it's more of an experience kind of thing. It's
okay.
Going to look more arcadey and cartoony, but that's fine. Over
okay.
on PC.
You know how I love London, so.
That's true. You also have Penumbra Black Plague, which completes the story laid out in Penumbra Overture.
Now, why got to be black?
Psychological horror. That's why.
All right.
Okay. And lastly but not leastly, also on PC today, Pirateville.
Leastly's not a word.
It is for me. It
Arr!
Is today. Try to unravel the mysteries that arise after you stumble upon an ancient casket and you get to go do things of a right piratical nature.
Arr, matey.
I'm sorry. That's what I have for video games.
That's
so.
Fine. All right,
okay,
listen,
good.
Let me mention from Wizards of the Coast, I have not taken the jump to 4th edition. You know that. I've really not even taken the jump to 3rd edition.
True.
Because I'm old school, bitches. I'm
yeah,
old school.
Old school,
but
and
Alliance,
I'm proud.
Alliance Game Distributors and Wizards of the Coast teamed up to create a great DM screen, Holmes. All right,
yeah.
I'm going to actually give you this link for a damn change so
wow.
you can put it on the show notes because this rocks. So see if you can see us. This screen is a castle wall.
Ooh.
Look at this.
I'm intrigued.
Look at the towers.
Oh my goodness.
That's the screen,
wait,
dude.
Wait, is there an actual little guy up there at the top of the
camera? I believe so. I believe it comes with, I didn't copy the whole story over, but it comes with two dice towers, shelves, and more. And I believe the more includes these figures.
They're little people? Oh, that's
see
nice.
The look at the dice go through the door, the tower door on the front.
That, dude.
It's a DM screen castle, dude.
That is, that's,
I'm sorry, but that rocks.
That's
I won't give you the link
right
because
there.
It's a ridiculously long link,
but it'll
we'll
be in the show
put
notes,
it on the show notes.
Geek Radio
so that's
Daily.
Fine.
You'll see
Fantasy
that.
Flight Games has announced a new sales model for a couple of its collectible card games because I did the Magic thing for a while.
Right.
Why did I quit doing the Magic thing? Because I was tired of always having to buy the damn expansions to keep up with my buddies and everything. I think this is supposed to address that. Will it? I don't know.
But
that's
see.
The idea, okay? For Game of Thrones, which is the George R. R. Martin, I think.
Yes, it is.
Game of Thrones and Call of Cthulhu collectible card games from Fantasy Flight. Both games are going to fall under the new banner that they're calling Living Card Game.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, given that it's a Cthulhu game, I'm worried.
When the card starts to shimmer and the darkness comes through.
Or LCG. The LCG, Living Card Game format, will feature starter boxes with a large assortment of cards rather than the traditional random blind booster 3-4 times a year. The LCG will have monthly releases all year.
Oh, okay. Well, now
which
I understand what
generates
you're doing.
Cash.
Exactly.
On the other hand, it also spreads that out enough that I think it takes some of the rarity out of that.
Okay.
Every month, FFG Fantasy Flight will produce a new pack with 40 fixed cards for $10.
Okay.
One each of 10 cards and three each of another 10, allowing the game to grow and evolve, yet letting new players easily join down the line, which
that's
is the hard part.
Yes.
You can't step right in five years later because everybody's got all the expansions.
I've got this Ultramar card that'll crush you.
Exactly. All so two Asylum packs for Call of Cthulhu will be released in spring and summer of this year, prior to the release of the Call of Cthulhu starter box, which is going to be appropriately enough in October.
Apropos.
After which new Asylum packs will follow. I think that's a good idea.
Sweet.
I encourage that. By the way, the only game I'm really actively doing right now, my Deadlands campaign, and got a letter from Chris Engler, our buddy Chris Engler.
Yes. What's up, Chris?
Who says, I know you're not officially acknowledging your birthday, but have a good one anyway. Thanks. Since you're running a Deadlands game, which gets mad respect from me since I'm all about some Savage Worlds, I picked up a set of Deadlands figure flats.
Ooh, okay.
And these are sweet for me, and sent them to me, emailed them to me, and they're PDFs, so you print them out, you know, for use, and you set them up and you use them on your board. These were purchased legit and not on the quote-unquote special antenna, so these are yours and yours alone, baby.
Nice.
Thank you, Chris. I do appreciate that.
That's very
and they
sweet.
Are cool. You want to do some news?
Absolutely. Some geek news today, my friend. TV writers are facing tighter deadlines than usual to salvage what's left of their season for shows that went into reruns because of the strike. For instance, CSI New York, they had to get two scripts out in 2 weeks.
No.
Which normally that takes like a lot longer.
Damn it.
In fact, one of the writers says, okay, there's a fire. It's clearly arson. Let's write a story.
Nice.
There's actually a quote here from the guy that wrote, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. Is that needed? I don't think that's needed, but they talked to him about writing. Apparently, he's getting a lot of jobs now to fill up some of the excess stuff that needs to be written now,
hey,
which means your TV might suck a little more because it's Deuce Bigelow.
Word. I don't actually have any.
Really? Well, good. Let's go ahead and do my last little story here. And my favorite legal showdown in recent times. The New York street performer who's known as the Naked Cowboy is suing Mars Incorporated for $6 million for dressing an Eminem like him. This little campaign, there's an Eminem inside you.
Yeah.
Well,
I've
the
seen
naked
cowboy with the boots and the hat, right?
He's naked. He's got like, you know, some little red, white, blue outfits, a white guitar, the cowboy boots and a hat. They've got an Eminem, a blue Eminem, that's dressed just like him. And he is now suing them. In fact, what he says is that neither company was available for comment, but just like the Naked Cowboy does a daily basis in Times Square, the Eminem not only dressed like the Naked Cowboy, he does have the distinctive white guitar in the cartoon, and he's suing for $6 million because you never, ever want to make a Naked Cowboy angry.
See, I wouldn't think, unless the Naked Cowboy himself is blue,
well,
I wouldn't think it would be an issue. Now, where does he perform?
Times Square.
Times
up and down
in New York?
Times Square,
well, this
yes.
time of year could be.
Well, Times Square, you know, Times Square in Wyoming, Times Square, California. You know, there's lots of Times Squares.
All right, then I don't know.
There's not. I'm being facetious.
So a naked cowboy.
Yes.
Is that anything like hard gay?
I don't want to talk about that. I'm afraid where it's a don't ask, don't tell kind of situation
It's one of those situations.
Yes.
It's a Clinton-esque situation then.
Yes.
All right, fine. Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February 14th, 2008. Thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate that. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or Vicar or Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com. And be sure to subscribe through iTunes.
Get your daily geek love on.
You said gay.
I'm not gay.